They stay that way. They don't become worse. So therefore, here there's no tzad to sell it. That's why Rabbi Meir says, do not sell it. And Rashi says, keep on the come. The bottom line, once the wine became spoiled, that's the way it can stay now. And it won't become spoiled more anymore. Therefore, Rameh says, don't touch it, don't sell it. But Peret, that the longer you keep it, the more and more will get the spoiled, then maybe Rameh would agree you're supposed to sell it. Now the Gemara says, Shemen v'hivish, devash v'hidvish, is so l'maychozi, for what are you holding on? What is it good for? Or else Rashi says, "Tani meichron." Like it says, if this happened to it, so sell it, and the money hold on to it for the owner. But what good is it? Who's going to buy it? What do you use with spoiled honey or spoiled oil? Gemara says, yes. I'll tell you, shemen, spoiled oil, chozi legaldoi. It still fits, Rashi says, lo sechairus. So put it on top of the skin. Still good to make all the skin with it. Tavash, what do you do with spoiled honey? Lekatisha de gamli. If you have a camel that has a sore, so you put this honey on top of it, it soothes it, it makes it better. So kids say there's some use with this spoiled honey. Therefore, the Chachamim say, you're supposed to sell it. Now, the Chachamim say, Oysalahem takona, we make a takona over here, O Moichrim a Bezdin, and we sell it in Bezdin. So where Mars Kasher is, my takanta, Ovidlu, what kind of special takona are they making here? Like, what's special? You're supposed to sell it very good, but what's special? So Mara says, Omer Ravashi lekankanim. We're talking about here, the question is of saving the barrel. That's what the corner is of selling it. Rashi says, lekankanov, hakli shoye betoicha, the barrel that this wine was in. Yiskalkul im yeshoye betoicha. That's the takon here. Really, we said now, this spoiled wine, if we keep on holding it, nothing would happen to it. Once it became spoiled, it stays that way. If so, what's so important to sell it right now? Like, it's not going to change. Sell it later. Hold on to it. What's the big takona here to sell it? It's not going to get ruined anymore. And the answer is, to save the barrel. Like this, the barrel calls them on this bad wine, stays in the barrel. The barrel also gets spoiled. So there's an inyan to sell it right now, while the barrel is still fit to be used. So it's a takona to save the barrel for the owner. Now the Gemara says, the Maika Miflagi, if so, what's the Machlekes? Rashi says, Ramei of Rabbonin. Ramei agrees that if it gets spoiled a lot, you are supposed to sell it. So these things did not get spoiled that much. Says, so what's the machlekes over here? We should sell it or not? So Gemara says the machlekes is Tamas Sovar Lehesid Meruba Choshishu. Rabbi Meir says we're only afraid if there'll be a big loss for the owner. Then you suppose the Shoimer should sell these pears. But Lehesid Muet for a small loss, Le Choshishu. That's Rabbanu we're not afraid about for the owner. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, do not sell it. Hold on to it for the owner. So Rashi says, like, Hefsid Mu'at Gagoyin Bechtei Chesorin, Derikvon Peres Rekukal Kankanim Diyayim Echmetz, just on the small loss that the barrel is going to get ruined a little bit, the fact the wine stays in it, Rabbi Meir is not afraid of that. And therefore he says, do not sell it. However, Masav of the Chom hold, yes, Afilu Lehefsid Mu'at Nami Choshu, even for a small amount of a loss, the Rabbanim were also afraid. Therefore, the Rabbanim say, anytime these fruits or wine is getting spoiled, or the barrel, get rid of it, sell it right now, and hold on to the money for the owner. Now, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Yemochrom Abezdin. Yes, anytime the fruits get spoiled, anytime you're a shomer, that you're watching foods for the owner, if you see the food is getting spoiled, sell it right away. Mifnei, Shu Kemeshav Aved Elabailim, because you're returning something to the owner. Like this, if you're going to let his food get spoiled, it'll get worse and worse and be worth less. Therefore, sell it right now, and therefore at least you hold on to the money for the owner. Itmar we learned. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The name of Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kershimah Begamliel. We talk a paskin that the Shomer is allowed and is supposed to sell it. For Rav Omer Rav Nachman, no, Halacha Kedivin Chomim. Rav says, no, it's Pasach Chomim, that you should not sell it. For the Gemara, V'omer Rabbi Yechanan Chodizimna. Rabbi Yechanan already said it one time. So how come here Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov has to say over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that we pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Rabbi Yechanan already said this one time. The Yomer Rabba Bar Bachono, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Mokam Sheshon Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mishnah say no, any time we have a Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that says his halacha in the Mishnah, so Rabbi Yechanan says that the klal halacha kemaisai, we always pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, excluding three cases. May Orif, Rashi has a shatter, Allah can get poshid, Petzidon, El Moran Gittin, Varayachrena. It's also Machlaikis, Sanhedrin, two Machlaikis, and they have a second Machlaikis. The kids said, with all other cases, we pass on to like Roshim and Gamliel. So what is Rabbi Abba, what did Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov have to say here in the name of Rabbi Yechanan? Special. That we pass like Roshim and Gamliel. Now, Mishnah, Pshita. Rabbi Yechanan already said it one time, that wherever we have him in the Mishnah, we pass on like him. Tomorrow says true, Hateya Amaroyim Nin of Aliba to Rabbi Yechanan. Now, what is the Machlaikis Amaroyim? That Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov did not hear that, or did not learn that in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that he passes all over. Therefore, you have to say, here we pass on like him. But, for Rav Omer of Nachman, it says not like that. Nothing. The other Amara learned in the name of Rabbi Yechanan all over. That was Rabbi Babachana. Rabbi Babachana said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that all over we pass like Hashem and Gamliel. So kids, it's like a Samaroyim between Rabbi Babachana and Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov. Exactly where did Rabbi Yechanan say that Allah is like Hashem and Gamliel? Only over here? Or did he say it all over? Now, Midrash Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, of Navigmar says now, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, again, that he says, when you're a Shomer Aveda, if you're watching the fruits, and the fruits become spoiled, so the lacha is, you're supposed to go and sell it, and hold the money for the owner. So according to the Shita, Nishma, we hear, the Maridin Korov Lenichsei Shovi, that we let a Korov go down to take over a property of a Shovi. Now let's say your brother or your father was captured by the Goyim, so the son, a Korov, is allowed to go down and watch over the field. And we're not afraid to say, maybe he'll just ruin the field. But no, we let a Korov go down to watch over the Nichsei Shovi. So Rashi says, Nichsei Shovi, Lekakoye Shovi, Lioivdim, we let a Korov, a brother or a son, go down to his father's property to watch it. Achiyogo Abayim, until the owner will come. And later, really, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, like we'll soon see. That's according to Rashi Megamliel. Now, Midrabbanan, according to Rabbanan about Mishnah, Nishma, we should hear, the Ein Maridin Korov L'Nichsei Shovi. We do not let a Korov go down to the property of a Shovi. In other words, just like in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan say, this Shomer is not allowed to sell the fruits. He has to always just leave the property for the owner. The same thing, if the owner was captured by the Goyim, we would not let a Korov or anybody go down to his property to take care of it. We just leave the property alone for the owner. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we take care of it, that if we see it's going to get spoiled, you're supposed to sell it. So I didn't. If a person got captured, and now his field is just rotting away, so of course we would let somebody go down to take care of it. Gemara says, Umimai, who says that's the machlokes? Who says you can hear that halacha from our Mishnah? Dilma, maybe it's like this. Dilma, maybe Adkan loikama up until now, Rab Shimon Gamliel. Adkan loikama Shimon Gamliel hocha. When does Rab Shimon Gamliel say that the shomer is allowed to sell the fruits? Ele mishum the kol yikarna. Because over here, the shomer, if he's not going to sell these fruits that he's watching that began to become spoiled, they'll be spoiled completely. It'll be kal yakarna. The whole karen, all the produce, will be ruined. So here we say the shomer is allowed to take the liberty to sell it. Avul hosam, but over there, well, let's say the father was captured by the goyim. So he left over property. Hochinami, avul hosam, hochinami d'ein maridin. But maybe by a korov, we do not let a korov go down to watch the property. Because the property won't get ruined completely, like Rashi says. And Menichem, Avagabi Karkoyis Akramim, Apophishim is Karkolis, Ksath, even though they get ruined a little bit, but like Kal Yakarna, it's not going to get ruined completely, the property. Even if you leave it alone, you don't work on it for a year, okay. So 1 year, you don't work on the property. Next year, when the owner comes home, he'll take over. If you have no proof from Shimon Gamliel that he says in our Mishnah that we give the right to the Shomer to sell it, that all over if somebody's property is getting a little bit ruined, we'll let somebody come and take care of it for you. Maybe no, maybe there, we don't let somebody come down to your property. And secondly, the Yad can up until now. Loi ka'amri, Rabbona didn't say, hawk over here, that we should not sell the Peris, Ela'i, Kerav Kana, Ikrav Nachum Vayitzchok. We had Svaras before why the Rabbona say the Shomer is not allowed to sell the fruits. Either because of Kana, we say the owner is Rotsa Bekav Shaloi Yoysa Metisha Kamasha Chaberoi. He wants his own stuff more than somebody else's. Or else, like Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, that we're afraid maybe the owner made those payers truma on the fruits he has at home. So that's why the Shomer is not allowed to sell the fruits. Because we're afraid maybe the owner made a truma. That's the only reason. Avol Hosam, but over there, where somebody was captured, where somebody was caught by the goyim, he was taken away, and now his property is left unattended to, so maybe over there, Avad the Rabbanim would agree that we would let a shovi, we would let a korov go down to his property.
Hachinami de Maridin. Maybe there we would let him go down. So Gemara says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? If so, to trade time and inu, that the Machlekes and now Mishnah, and the Machlekes later will soon see if you're allowed to let somebody take over the property of somebody that was captured, is two different times and the two different reasons, and they're not totally one and the other. So Gemara says, the Yom Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Our Rabbi Yudah said over the name of Shmuel, Halacha Kashima Megamliel. That we pass Kama Kashima Megamliel now Mishnah. That you are allowed to sell the fruits. That the Shomer, if he sees the fruits are getting ruined, he's allowed to sell them. And secondly, Yom Hashmul Shmuel also said, Moridin Karlo Nichta Shavui. That a person gets captured by the Goyim and his property is left empty, we're allowed to go down and watch over it. So Lav, isn't it? Mishum Dechataimu. How come Shmuel passes these two halachas? Isn't it the Chur because it's the same time? So it's not like we're saying. So Marshall's lie, there's no proof over here. I'll tell you, Trey Taimeninu. It could be there are two different reasons, like we just said. And it's no kasha. Shmuel Paskins, both halachas. Not because of the exact same reason, but there are two different reasons, like we said. And now Mishnah is Kal Yekarna. And by Shavui, it's time with the Svara, that somebody has the right to go down and take over his property. Versus Hochinam in the Star, but this is also the Svara this way, that the two Svaras are not totally Zebazir. Why? The Yom, because the Yom Rav has said, Omer Rav Nachman, halacha to be Chachamim. We pass it like Chachamim in our Mishnah, that the Shomer is not allowed to sell the Teres. The Shomer just has to hold on to it. And also, the Yom Rav Nachman, said, Meridin Karv L'Nichfei Shavui, that if somebody's captured, he's taken away, we do let a Karv go down to watch over the property. So, Chorit Sestira, how could Rav Nachman pass in both halachas? El Shemamin of Mir, it's a proof, that Trey Time and Inu, Shemamin of, that these two reasons are two different reasons. It's no stira. Behold, in our Mishnah, that the Shomer is not allowed to sell the fruits, because either the owner for sure wants them, or else we're afraid maybe the owner made them truma, but Malkin made them truma. Mashenke, when somebody is captured, and his fields are left empty at home, there is a svar, we let somebody go down to watch it. Now, Itma, here's the Machlekes. Itma we learned. Shovui Shenishba. Somebody was captured. Shovui Shenishba. Yes, somebody was captured. So Rav Amar Rav says, Ein Maridin Karlun at Lechosav. We do not let a relative go down to watch over the fields. We're afraid he won't do a good job. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Maridin Karlun Lechosav. We do let a Karav go down to the property. So Mar says like this. What's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? If we heard that the person died already, or at least it's a chash, it's a doubt, maybe he died, then everybody holds, we let him go down. So Rashi says, if the owner will come back before he eats it, he'll just take, like we'll soon see, money, like a regular sharecropper. But if Edom will come and say it's true, that your father died, so then Yerush HaKoyl, then since you're a Yerush, you're a Koyl.